The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
You have the cool. Clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth.
Swing it, baby. Here we
Yet
go.
There's that up,
boom,
turn,
boom,
chin, and the grin of impetuous youth.
I believe in you, baby.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Live outside of Washington, D.C., on our affiliate down in Arlington, Virginia, AM 570, the Mission. It's not the Mission. It's just AM, not 570. It's another answer, I believe. But it's WAVA. I like to say the call letters outside of D.C. Had a great night last night. A lot to get into. We will address the death of Elijah Cummings. Yes, he died at 68 years old. Elijah Cummings passed away. Rest in peace. We'll talk about turkey. We'll talk about Nancy Pelosi's quote-unquote meltdown in the White House yesterday. My goodness gracious. But I am full of patriotism. I am full of positive energy this morning. Being at the White House last night, taking my son to the White House, and, you know, never, ever, ever looking for special favors. They're always saying, oh, you're at the White House. We just got an invite. A lot of folks from the Italian-American community came in. The president of Italy was there. And he was just this guy. And by the way, Senator Mattarella, interesting life, a very, very a political family from Sicily. And then his brother was killed by the Sicilian mafia in 1980. And that's what that propelled Sergio Mattarella, his brother, into the president's, you know, got his brother's death, got him into doing politics and taking over. And and you can look at this guy. It was really cool because he's older, but he's got those eyes, those Italian eyes, so focused on everything. And watching the president of the United States, the president of Italy, watching the red, white, and blue, you know, watching the green, white, and red of Italy, it was monumental. And seeing all my pals that I've known throughout the Columbus Citizens Foundation, the National Italian American Foundation, seeing Joe Borelli, and seeing Arthur was there. And then most importantly, to have my son there watching that was just incredible. Incredible to see. And then just being feet away and to hear the president, to hear the president say, how much the Italian community is, you know, has helped build this country was monumental because you never hear it. And all it is negativity. And for all ethnicity, it's negativity, right? So to hear and to see that, and then to see him stick up for Christopher Columbus, to actually say something about Christopher Columbus, it was like monumental for us. So my jaw was dropped. It was the White House. It was so, It's when you walk in, you have to, there's a respect. It's meticulous from the Marine Band to everybody that you meet as you walk in, to the security, to the stellar elite service that the Secret Service provides for the President of the United States. It was all that. And then when you see the leader of the free world come out and talk in a positive way about everything you and I believe in. And I'll stay on this just a couple more times this morning, if I can, with your permission, because they try to take it away. And when you come out of the neighborhoods of the Bronx and you come out of the neighborhoods of Brooklyn and you're Staten Island and New Jersey, you have Bloomfield Avenue, you're South Jersey, Bergen County, wherever you are, Essex County throughout, and you believe in that community that you come from, that your family works so hard to get to achieve what they have achieved, coming most times from another country, and you see the ethnicity and the fabric and the mosaic of certainly of the Northeast of these United States of America, and the disrespect we get they never appreciate what we do. They don't appreciate how your grandparents and your parents tried to learn the language, or you as an immigrant coming in legally, like my friend we met in Madison, New Jersey, my buddy Joey from Turkey. He took him 13 years to become a citizen. He didn't complain. My grandfather never looked for an entitlement program. I know how hard you worked. That's why I'm honored to have you listen to the show. I know it. And I have to tell you with all my heart that you could take solace that you have an administration in Washington, D.C. that understands that. And I was humbled beyond words yesterday, humbled beyond words, to see that appreciation. How many times you thought you're privileged, you're white, you're racist, I'm so tired of getting lectured here. Again, politics aside, objectively speaking, just as a man who is so proud of his heritage and so proud of the ethnicity of the United States of America and so proud to be an American, you have the leader of the free world. And he's going to tell you, you know what, thank you for what you're doing. I mean, I was just humbled beyond words. And then when the Italian president came up and he spoke through a translator and the president was standing there and he was stoic and unwavering and he's got me by not a lot of years, but he's older, President Trump. I said, this guy's not even breathing heavy and they can't stand it. He's not even sweating. I would have been one knee, the next knee. I'd be looking at my watch. I'd be doing a little circle with my finger. Come on, can we get going here? Nothing. It was respectful. It was the White House. And for those of you that worry about this administration, this president, let me tell you something. Everything is in order, and the respect is being shown to the office of the presidency of the United States. That's what I saw yesterday. I saw President Trump. Yeah, and between you and I, when I saw Mike Gallagher in the hallway in New York, you know, at this station up there, and we looked at each other, and it was close to November 16, and then Mike looked at me, I looked at him, and Mike says to me, he's going to win. And I said, bingo. And five boroughs knew it too, and we knew. I don't know that I knew the thought that President Trump would be this good. And again, I'm being biased because he loves the Italian Americans, right? So, but I didn't know. I'm telling you, he has totally absorbed the office, and it's a good thing. And I just want to be positive. And please, if you disagree, just go in respectfully disagree. Don't go in telling me about ISIS coming back when Barack Obama called them the JV, and that's where they gained all their momentum, not to mention the $150 billion with a B that came out of Iran that went to Hezbollah and Hamas and tried to destroy Israel. This president stopped all that. And Chuck Schumer, if that's your best argument and you're on the other side of this president, you got to come up with something else. And you got to get off the impeachment thing because no one's buying it. No one's buying it at all. So, again, before this microphone this morning, I am proud and so pleased to report we are in good shape. And when I tell you, and you come over and you look in my eyes and we shake hands, you know, and you say, Joe, I listen every morning, and you gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning, which I'm so grateful beyond words. I always thank my boss, Jerry Crowley, for getting us here. You know, certainly Mr. Phil Boyce, the legend that he is. I'm very humbled and speaking to you from Dr. Seb Gorka's studio in outside of Washington, D.C. You know, I could tell you, rest assured, this is our time. We can't let it slip away. We've worked so hard to get here. So think of your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents who came here, and look what we are building. And really, I really believe the best is yet to come, but we have to stay vigilant, we have to stay concerned, and we have to put all negativity aside. And like my father always said, rest his soul, the military guy that he was, you know, onward and forward, you know, with respect and with love to everybody. Put aside the divide, but this is our time, and I love you for believing in what you believe in, and that is, you know, one nation under God, in God we trust, God bless America, and we make no apologies for that. Joe Piscopo on the radio, it's 7:15, I'm all full of patriotism, so speaking of patriotism, oh my gosh, a beautiful vision just came into the studio. I said, and I didn't know she was coming in until Frankie Fibro says, Martha Bonetta, it comes into the studio live. Martha, first of all, good morning, and
good
how are
morning.
You, kid? Good to
good
see
morning.
You, girl.
Good to see you.
You're so fun. Did Frankie ask? Did he? Hi, we're taking a picture, and that Jeff got you. When we didn't know you were downstairs. For how long were you downstairs?
2 seconds.
You sure?
Well, yes, I've been in this studio before on Seb Gorka's show.
Yeah, yeah.
And Frankie contacted me and said, hey,
Joe's in town. Look out, girl. But wait, excuse me. Martha Bonetta is you are so supportive of everything that's that we believe in.
Yes.
And you're a farmer. That's what first and foremost. Can we start there?
Yeah.
And happy National Farm Day, wasn't
Yes, it was just National Farmers Day. And we have a family farm in beautiful Paris, Virginia.
Oh.
It's about an hour and 15 minutes away from where we are now on a Saturday at 2 o'clock when there's no rush hour traffic.
Yeah, it's great. Traffic's crazy. Wait, did you come all the way in? You came all the way
no,
in?
No.
You were in D.C. You were there last night.
Yes. Well, I missed you.
I missed you,
but you saw my good friend, Congressman Jeff Fortenberry from the great state of Nebraska.
Fortenbarker.
From Nebraska.
We talked about it earlier. I couldn't pronounce his name. I said, what was his name?
Fortenberry.
Fortenberry.
Yeah.
The guy, he comes over, you got Martha Bonetta on your show tomorrow. So like my Nebraska accent, right?
Yeah, right.
And I said, I do? I didn't even know. So apparently you talk. What a nice gentleman.
Wonderful man. And that was his daughter who was with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Good man. He takes care of the farmers. That's a huge part of his constituency. He's been in office 15 years.
What? Just he's a young guy. Wow. Very.
Great American patriot. Loves America, and yeah. He loved seeing you.
Well, it was, thank you for that, because mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I met a lot of congressmen that I didn't know were congressmen. Uh-huh. And, you know, I had no idea. We know the guys up in the Northeast,
right.
And you know something, but they were like Italian congressmen. And again, when I talk to you listening, please, I'm putting all objectivity aside. I'm telling you what I observed, you know, at the White House yesterday. So please don't. I can't stand when people get negative anymore.
I agree.
You know, I'll do this caveat, and then I'll make my point. But when Barack Obama got elected, I was proud. We have a black president. I'm so proud of that. And I supported him. Let's do. And then I don't know what happened. You know, the policies mm-hmm. that I believe in, you believe in, never really. He didn't. Whatever. Again, I don't even want to criticize Barack Obama.
Right.
It's just, I didn't. Even W, God bless him, I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. But objectively, observing this at the White House, these Congress people. They love this president.
Yes.
They sit with
love
him. I heard the greatest story, I have to tell you.
Yes.
And now you know what I got to do is...
You got to do a commercial.
No. We're going to go in a second. We got a couple of seconds. I want to tell you, because this is something for... Oh, is this guy... No, I'll find it. He's a congressman. Everybody gave me the cards. People still hand out cards. Did you know that? There was a congressman, and I'll have to find his name, Lou. Oh, and he's Italian, and he's from somewhere.
Oh.
How about that? Close? Am I close?
Yes.
Lou. Frankie, you know, Lou the Italian guy from...
Lou the Italian guy. You sure he was an American congressman?
You know what? How about Lou Barletta? Does that make
yes.
sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. From love Lou.
He's not in
From Pennsylvania,
Congress
from
anymore.
Hazleton.
He's not in anymore.
Yeah.
That's what got me confused.
Right, me too, yeah.
Sorry. Well, basically, that's
man.
How much I know. Cause
a good man.
He had the Congress thing on, so I bought it. Yeah. Whether he was... So former congressman. He at one point sat down. They kind of got together because they were going to do tariffs against Italy.
Yes.
They're going to do tariffs against Italy, and because they said tariffs against everybody. So he talked. He said, "Former Congressman Barletta goes, wait, Mr. President, you can't tax pasta. You're not going to. The Italians won't stand for it."
Right. That's right. I love
Great
that.
Great story. But you know what? The president listens, man.
Yes.
He listened to
yes.
all these young guys going, "Okay, got it." And to AT from Steve Scalise to everybody else. This is an objective observation. You put aside the divide. Stop being so hateful. They love the president. They
yes.
appreciate him because he listens to them.
He does.
And they're from all over the country, Martha.
He does. Oh. And to speak to what you said earlier, the president is 73 years old.
74, Frankie?
74.
Yeah.
He gets about 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night, I'm told.
I'm telling you something, man.
His mind is so sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah.
He hears what people have to say.
Yeah.
And the American people love him. You know, we're about to have another rally in Texas. People are camped out for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Thousands upon thousands of people. Moms and dads taking their kids out of school. People are using their vacation time because they want to see this president speak.
Yeah. And again, objectively, he was so stoic yesterday and his back was arched. He was standing straight. I would have been, number one, exhausted. Number two, antsy as ever. Martha, I mean, it's like... Come on, can we do this, please?
Right.
Because
right.
the Italians like to talk, you know, mm-hmm. and we like to talk. What are we going to tell you? So, but he looked, he like knew I'm the president of the United States, and this is what I do now, and I'm going to respect this.
That's right.
That's what I saw.
That's right.
And if you, I'm sorry if you don't feel that way, but I'm telling you objectively, because, and by the way, I don't get crazy. I'm too old mm-hmm. to get gaga crazy over. anybody. But when you see that, it makes you appreciate what the president has done 100%. in this position. I'm trying to be objective
here. Yes, of course.
Because you got all that angst going on. Martha Bonetta with us. We're going to get into politics when we come back. Are you FaceTiming live?
Yes, live streaming.
Good people watching on Facebook?
Yes, look at all
Facebook?
These people. It's blown up. Everybody loves Joe Piscopo.
Oh, we love you back. Thank you. We're broadcasting from Dr. Seb Gorka's studio here outside of Washington, D.C. We're at the White House for the Italian-American event. It was great. President Mattarella was great yesterday, Martha. Yes,
incredible.
He was. It was just a beautiful thing. So, and it's really great when, again, my whole mantra this morning is, hey, the Italians finally got respect. Come on, this is our year. We kept a statue. We got Mother Cabrini.
Yes.
Hey, we ain't stopping now, baby. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you on the roads at the 726 on the AM 970, The Answer.
Well, speaking for me, I love the Italians, without a doubt. Wonderful people. Let's go to Sunrise Highway westbound at Lakeland Ave, getting out towards Sayville and Bohemia. That's an accident, Joe. Also, the LIE westbound at Nichols Road, a crash over there. 347 westbound, right into Nichols Road, into Stony Brook. Watch out for a downed tree. Traffic is a major problem on the major Deegan. Deegan southbound, bumper to bumper, down through the Cross Bronx, with an accident being cleared. Eastbound BQE up by the Kosciuszko Bridge. Looks like a stalled car. It's busy on 440, the West Shore Expressway north at Arthur Kill Road with an accident. And the Staten Island Expressway east at Bradley Ave. A collision there as well. Stop and go inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland, all about 30 minutes into town. 440 south in Jersey City. An accident with all lanes subject to closure. Partly cloudy, windy today, high of 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Netflix signed up more subscribers in its summer quarter, though its 517,000 new U.S. customers is weaker than the 800,000 it expected. It brushed off concerns about new streaming competitors, Disney, Apple, and others, saying they don't have the variety, diversity, and quality of new original programming produced by Netflix. It did add 6.7 million new paid subscribers around the world. That's more than expected. Pernod Ricard chairman Alexander Ricard says new tariffs on its exports to the U.S. will have a significant impact and it could be raising prices. The World Trade Organization approved 10% tariffs as punishment for illegal government subsidies to aircraft maker Airbus. The Dow was down 22 yesterday, NASDAQ dropped 24, S&P down almost 6. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call Kick IRS today. At Kick IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures. No matter how much you owe, Kick IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call Kick IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in eight other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit landmarkgold.com.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. So I keep telling you about Parian and Sons, you know, and now they're going out of business. Glenn and Maria are going to retire. You believe that? Well, we wish them all the best, because don't forget, they gave 98 years of their life, the Parian family, to just establishing this legendary jewelry store, first in Clifton and now Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And now Glenn and Maria are going to retire. We wish them all the very best. But first, check this out. You're going to love this. They must liquidate over $5 million of fine jewelry. $5 million. Everything at Parian and Sons has been discounted up to, are you ready for this, 70%. All those great diamonds that I tell you about. They've been known for the superior quality, Parian & Sons. As you know that, this week you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parian & Sons' $5 million going out of business sale is going on right now. Everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted for up to 70%. Parian & Sons, it's 832 Franklin Avenue, right there in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or go to, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 727 on AM 970. The Answer. Broadcasting outside of Washington, D.C. at our sister station. It's a 570 The Answer at WAVA, the studios of Dr. Sebastian Gorka. So I walk, and Martha Bonetta came in studio. Frankie, thank you for getting Martha. It's always great to see you.
Good morning.
My pleasure.
It was so great. And
actually, it's probably your pleasure.
Yeah, I'm in my glory now. Martha, my pal, coming in. Are you kidding me? I said, so, Dr. Gorka, Martha, you've been in the studio before.
I've been in here on Seb's show. And we're looking, it's like, his voice is like you're going to see Oz, right?
It is.
Yes.
Dr. Gorka. I just love his whole whole personality. And he's a nice
yes.
man. But he's got the American flag here. He's got the American
so
flag behind me.
Yeah. Yes. Really, and the presidential seal right behind you.
Yeah. Oh, did I see
yes,
that?
Right over your head.
Ah, look, probably mm-hmm. given to him personally from the president, you know. Yes. So we're here and we're talking about last night where we had an event where it was for the welcoming the Italian president, Mattarella, to the White House. And I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, we had in Columbus Day in New York, Martha, it was second to none. It was the biggest ever. And as Italian-Americans, and we really appreciated it because we thought the statue was kept there.
Right.
With no caveat, with no plaque, with nothing. And then we had a little problem with Mother Cabrini. Long story short, everybody, you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. But the mayor's wife. It didn't acknowledge the votes for women that built New York to build a statue. They didn't even regard Mother Cabrini. Chaz Palminteri got involved. He said to the mayor of New York, "Now you can't leave." He locked the door. We got the statue. So I feel finally the Italians are making headway.
Right.
But to hear the president yesterday and to say that about Christopher Columbus.
Incredible.
He said Christopher Columbus, and he goes, a lot of people don't call it Columbus Day. They call it something else. I don't. To me, it's always Columbus Day. The Italians go, yes.
I love that.
It was great.
But, you know, and here, and yet, you know, President Trump, he loves America. I mean, when he welcomes a president, all the celebration it's magnificent.
The pompous circumstance
with the flags and the bands. So the president makes this statement. He says, the president said that the United States and Italy are bound together by a shared cultural and political heritage dating back thousands of years to ancient Rome. Well, of course, the haters go nuts and they say, oh, well, you know, that's not accurate history. But in fact, the founding of the United States was indeed inspired by ancient Rome. In other words, no matter what the president does, the haters will find something to pick on.
It's so true. And I can't stand the negativity anymore. So that's why every time I talk about it and I'm positive about it and I'm patriotic about it, it just feels like I have to put the caveat of put aside the divide, which this is good. We're all in this together.
That's right.
But I got to tell you something. After being in the White House and after seeing everything in the White House, and after watching the president, and only at that, I say his age because you're young, I'm not. But he's, and I watch him, and I'm creeping on to what he is, and he's not even sweating. There's nothing on his back. He's standing. I said, you know what? This guy, he like lives, and this makes the haters crazy. He doesn't even. It's not even breathing heavy. He's not even. He lives for this. You know,
yes.
People hate that.
That's right.
I say embrace it. Utilize it for the good of the country. Nancy Pelosi should go in, instead of going into that big board meeting and doing that photo op where she stands up, she tries to lecture the president.
Yes.
I don't care what he says, you know, what she is, but they, and then what gets me to what I want to touch on, I want to talk about what you're doing, Martha. I'm sorry, I'm all fired up this morning.
No, this is good.
No, the fact of the matter is that they make money, they make their own personal wealth in the Congress of the United States of America. They go in and they will do things like if they know there's a road going through a federal road, it is not against the law for that congressperson or that senator to know where that is, to buy up that federal land so they could buy it, quadruple the price.
But
they come into Congress with nothing. They walk out with homes in Martha's Vineyard.
That's right.
And how do they possibly do it? Now you have a guy that doesn't need any of that.
That's correct.
He doesn't need any. Matter of fact, I'm watching.
He's given up a lot.
Well, you know, and he's
to serve our country.
And he's used to the pomp and circus. And he and Melania did this at Mar-a-Lago. They did it at Bedminster. They do it in New York. It's what they do. They get up. They run everything, pomp and circumstance, the best. And now you got to utilize it. Why can't the Democrats come to them with an infrastructure plan, with an opioid plan? What about the mass guns? They're debating ad nauseum about the guns. Give me an initiative. Don't say, just take the guns away. That's not the answer.
That's right. By the way, you know, they hate President Trump more than they love America.
Yeah.
And that's the truth of it. And then also those debates, they were more obsessed with Ellen DeGeneres. Are you kidding me? In a presidential debate?
I don't know.
I mean, there was no discussion of immigration.
I know.
None.
Are any answers?
Zero.
Any initiative? And then when I go by, and I told you last night, we stayed, Martha said, we'd just stay. And I guess you were in town. It was sold out. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
Was that because Congress in town or the Italians were in town? Both,
when the Italians come to town, the entire city just shuts down.
You know,
yes.
So I went to an area that's coming back, and it's the outskirts. And Joey, my son, checks it out. So we got a 5-star on an Airbnb, which I don't do. So I'm with my kid, and it's great. And it was really nice, nearly clean. But then two houses away were just dilapidated and looked like, for lack of a better phrase, a crack house.
Right.
It's in an area that's coming back, thank God, in this economy.
Yes.
But and I'm looking at that house, and I said to myself, Joey, why don't the Democrats walk down these streets, look at that house, and go, let's fix this up? Because for lack of a better reference, a lot of the folks probably in that community voted Democrat.
Sure.
They don't care.
No.
They don't care. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
And now you got a president that can't get. Oh, I forgot to tell you, too. As you're listening, Martha's a buddy. We're just chatting. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But you could just hang with us. We love having you here. Dr. Ben Carson walked into the White House, came down the back end. There was a room to the right. And Joey says, that's Dr. Ben Carson. He just happened to be hanging out there. So went over to Dr. Carson, who I know has been on the show.
Good man.
And this is the
great man.
And Mike Lindell's close buddy.
Yes.
So I go, Dr. Carson, Joe Piscopo, he lit up and he's so warm.
Yes.
I didn't, you know, sometimes on TV, he's so warm.
Yes.
And he was great. And I said, and then Madison, Jesse Otto, our mutual friend, came over, and Joey was there, and Madison's parents. I said, this is the guy who actually beat Mike Lindell at the game of pool.
They played pool. They need to have a rematch.
Down near
Mar-a-Lago.
They did. They played there. Is that funny?
I know.
He goes, yes, I have to tell you, I beat Mike Lindell.
The whole Carson family, Candy Carson, BJ, the entire family, just such incredible Patriots and Americans. They love our country.
Yeah, he
and
was
they're just
great.
Such great people.
And you know what I said to him? Frankie, you love this. Frankie, I said, you know, Lynn Patton is just crushing and doing a great job with NYCHA in New York. And he says, you know what? You don't hear, if something bad happens, you can hear about it. It's good. We're not hearing anything. That means everything's great. I love Lynn Patton.
This is from Lynn Patton.
Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
Head of fun. Martha, you can stay with us a couple seconds. I want to ask you about all that you're doing. And then we have our buddy Jaden Horn with us as well. But if you didn't come in. You came in from D.C., right?
Correct. Yes. And then how is it that you're here after I'm done with your show? I go up to New York. I'm going to be speaking to New York. So we switched places today.
When are you going up?
Right after the show. After I'm done with you.
Well, no. You know what? You taking the train up?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll ride the train together.
Just saying. Thanks, Frank. But just saying. Okay. Well, okay. A little sweat on my brow. That's okay. Yeah. I got it. Oh, wait. We have a radio show to do. Hold on. 7:35. I'll tell you, Martha Burnett is chairman and vice president of Vote America First. She's going to tell us about that. We'll talk to Jaden Horn. But right now, let's take a break with Big Al Gattulo. He's standing by up there in New York with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
52 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A beloved Manhattan deli is now cleared to reopen. Barney Greengrass is a popular Jewish deli on the Upper West Side, was temporarily shut down last week during a routine visit by city health inspectors. The inspectors found 51 violations, including close to 300 mouse droppings in the kitchen and storage area. It's not the first time the restaurant failed inspection. Is back in June, it was slapped with 13 violations again due to mouse droppings. New Jersey is shutting down a particular amusement park ride statewide until investigators can determine how a child died last weekend while riding on it. State police say 10-year-old Haley McMullen was thrown from the Extreme Wisdom Super Sizzler ride last Saturday at a Cumberland County Harvest Festival, died after suffering serious injuries. The Department of Community Affairs is saying the Sizzler and any related rides will be shut down across the state until the cause of her death is determined. In sports, rain the big winner at the stadium last night. Yankees and Astros had Game 4 of the ALCS postponed. Game 4 will now take place tonight. Game 5 set for tomorrow before the series potentially heads back to Houston on Saturday. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. We're going to take a ride over to 4, over on that ramp from 95 to Route 4 westbound. It's an accident right on that ramp to deal with. Also, 440 southbound, still subject to closure as you get into Danforth Ave in Jersey City. An overturned tractor trailer. They're waiting for some crews over there. 280 westbound into exit 6, getting up toward Livingston, a collision. Garden State Parkway South at 145. It's an accident there. We're still seeing delays across the board at the Hudson River crossings of at least 30 minutes. Traffic moving slowly on the Deegan south at the Cross Bronx with an accident cleared. Stop and go on 440, the West Shore Expressway north at Arthur Kill Road with an accident. Staten Island Expressway east at Bradley Ave, a collision there to deal with. And some stop and go traffic still as you head over to 347 as Concert Highway getting up toward Nichols Road in Stony Brook. Looks like a downed tree to deal with. And some volume still on the Sprain north at Jackson Ave in Greenberg, accident cleared. Cloudy today, high of 56. Some Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. On this week's show, Broadway veteran Josh Lehman comes off stage and tells his story about how he got to Broadway. Musician John Miller takes Broadway standards and performs them with a pop twist. Cabaret entertainer KT Sullivan joins me, and Cooking Italian with Chef Franco Benvenuti, all on Bagels and Broadway, Saturday at 9.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Eastern Christian Elementary, School Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Joe on the radio. Martha Bonetta is in the studio. We're down here in D.C. And Jaden Horden, our buddy's coming up. But I got to tell you about Rhino Shield. I love Rhino Shield. And I tell you everything. I'm proud to tell you about what we talk about, you know, what these are supposed to be commercial breaks. But it's really not. It's really like good life advice. Because once you use Rhino Shield, you will not have to paint your house for 25 years. Please. You know, Martha, you can use this on the farm. I'll tell you, this is a ceramic coating. It's unbelievable. I did it in my house, and our gal Susan, I've heard about this for years, but I never made the call. That's why I'm hoping you make the call today, 877-744-6608. Spray it on the house, reflects UV rays, saves energy, cools, keeps the house cool, and, you know, keeps the heat in.
Yes.
I'm telling you, and it goes over stucco. Look, I'm selling Rhino Shield to Martha Bonetta, but you'll love, I thought you got the farm.
I know. I would love to have that.
They'll have Susan. I'll give you the number. You call
give
Susan.
I'm calling Susan. Come to Liberty Farm because we need Rhino Shield there.
Well, how many times you have to paint your farm?
Exactly.
Every year you got to go.
Exactly.
Or at least every couple of years. Mm-hmm. I just doing it. They come out, they spray it on, it's a ceramic coating, goes on anything. You know what? Martha Bonetta, 25-year guarantee. Are you getting this? Oh, this is great. Look, she's going to.
I can't
Susan.
Wait.
And then you can pick your color.
I love the name, Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield, it is. And then Susan will walk you through. She'll have a picture of your farm and graphically show you on the computer what it will look like in any color you want. Just like that.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, Rhino Shield. It's 877. How am I doing, Frank? Is this good? I'm getting out there. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. But if you want to call, again, 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading, 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6688. If it's good for Martha Bonetta's farm in Virginia, it's certainly good for your home, my home, and our businesses. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, I'm Joe on the radio. It's going to be a wild, wild morning this morning. Broadcasting from outside of Washington, D.C. I know Martha has got to go up. She's doing a speech in New York. I see on my list here, Martha, we have one of our favorite guys. I love young I want to say conservatives. I don't like to put, a label on anybody.
Yes.
But when we talk to a Kayleigh McEnany or a Madison Jesse
Charlie Oates, Kirk.
How great is Charlie Kirk?
I know, right?
How smart is this kid? I'm telling you, I love that. Now we have a kid from Liberty University named Jaden Horn. Great writer, great kid. And we made him kind of part of the family here. So I want to ask a couple more Martha Bonetta questions, if I may. But say hi to Jaden. Jaden, you with us down there, up there in New York. You're New York. And then welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
You know what? I'm pumped up, man. We're good, man. And I'd like to see young guys like yourself, Jaden, you know. And he did a great piece on Melania. Great piece. He got, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Jaden. They went after this kid. Like, just because he said nice things about Melania Trump. He said it was a great article. It was an objective article. It was a beautiful article. And it came out in Metropolitan Magazine. Is that what the name of it was, Jaden?
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was great. And did that settle down at all, by the way, if I can ask?
Well, you know, I mean, I'll say this. You know, when you punch back a bully, they tend to back down, you know?
That's
so,
right.
So I mean, Martha knows that. I know her from Virginia. She's you know, stood up to bullies, and
right.
and she's been successful. You know, it took a while. It took a while for her. It took years, right, Martha?
It only took 10 years, but we pounded them to dust.
Hey, that's what you have to do sometimes. This, you know, this only took a couple weeks on yeah. Twitter, but hey, I mean, it had to be done because
they came after him. He came on the show. Mm-hmm. It made all social media just went on fire. This story about Lonnie and Jaden just nailed it and crushed it. And it was great and the right thing to do. And he believes in his country. He went to Liberty University. That's
nice.
What I love about the kid. Graduated the great Liberty University, you know, with the President Jerry and all those guys. But Martha.
The presidential library might be at Liberty University for this president.
That's
President Donald J. Trump.
You mean Joe Borelli wants it on Staten Island. You know that.
Right.
Okay, I'm just
right.
saying. But right. did you hear that rumor that it may be very well at Liberty?
I know that, you know, all the students are pushing for it, of course.
Yeah, they love him. Oh, my goodness.
They love him. And so you're right. I mean, it'll be hard because New York is where
yeah.
I think the probably,
yeah.
I don't want to say it should be, but... You can understand why.
Right on Fifth Avenue with gold letters.
That's right.
The Trump Library. Just to irritate
yes, exactly.
Everybody.
The city council would never allow that. Come on. They would never approve zoning. Oh, my word. They would lawsuit that up for years.
Yeah, they would hold it up. Martha, tell me first about Vote America First.
Vote America First. We entrench all over our great nation to get out the vote. Not just for our president, but for candidates that support the president's America First agenda. We go into communities, we teach them how to organize, and we also lift up legislation that also supports an America First agenda. And if there's legislation out there that's bad for the American people and bad for keeping the American dream alive, then we want to make sure we do everything we can to kill those bills.
And as a woman, now I know Madison is she's co-chair of Women for
yes,
Trump, and I see you at these rallies.
Yes,
with I mean thousands
yes.
and thousands of women that will vote for the president.
That 100%. I talk to women all over the country from every background you can think of, every belief. Democrats, Republicans, independents, listen, at the end of the day, women care about kitchen table issues. You know, how's the economy doing?
Yeah.
Will my kids have the same opportunities in the future that I have had? You know, what are the jobs like for my family? You know, are we going to be able to put food on the table and pay for the roof over our heads? American women care about these issues, and the economy is booming under this administration.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
it's
this president has we have less unemployment than we've ever had in my lifetime. And there's more Americans working today than ever have in the history of our country.
It's so true. And I have to tell you, before I go to Jaden, I want to make sure we talk about religious freedoms. I was at St. Pat's with my buddy Mike Connors and his beautiful wife, Beth. And you know, I'm a diehard Catholic, you know, and we went to the Legatus organization. I was very honored to be there. St. Patrick's Cathedral, in a special room in the back with a gentleman by the name of Father Paul Bilecki, a Capuchin friar. And he was talking about the president's religious
yes.
freedom speech.
Yes.
This is a objective priest observing the President Trump's religious freedom speech. And now you wanted to mention something about
yes,
the religious freedom.
I do. You know, like you, I mean, I had 13 years of Catholic school. I went to
Whoa.
An all-girls Catholic
Whoa.
Boarding school in Middleburg, Virginia. And, you know, religious freedom, this is the first president, the first administration, President Donald J. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, that not only have made religious freedom all over the globe, center stage. This is the first president to bring it up as a major issue at the UN, remember?
Great speech.
And
one of his best speeches no one noticed.
Yes. I mean, it gives me goosebumps.
You noticed.
It gives me goosebumps
yes.
just thinking about it. And, you know, he spoke at the Values of Voters Summit. Very important. Faith leaders from all over
right,
the country
right, right,
come together.
Right.
And this administration is fighting to stop religious persecution all over the world. And I just want to commend our president. I want to thank the president and the vice president for everything that they're doing. You know, religious freedom is important all over the world. And as Americans, we don't leave we never neglect our children wherever they are all over the world. And, you know, there's a beautiful little boy right now in Kuwait, a Christian little boy. And he's an Orthodox Christian. He is stuck there in Kuwait with his mom, and they want to come home. Their family is in Pennsylvania. The grandmother is dying
right,
from cancer.
Right. Oh,
and
Lord.
We're praying for him to come home.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just one example of how we need to fight to bring home Americans all over the world that have been suffering because of religious persecution.
Yeah, okay.
And this administration is behind it 100%.
Hey, God bless you for that. And you don't realize, and as Father Paul was saying when I was with the Connors, that there's how many millions, he said like this, how many million of Christians do you think there are? And like he works in Beirut. Mm-hmm. He works in Beirut. Now he could do a mass. He goes, I could do a mass, Father Paul said. Or you know what I could do? I could do my, he's a doctor as well. Or I could work on these patients and help them, because if you're a Christian in the Middle East, you have to pay literally 10 times what someone else of another religion has to pay. And when and there's 6 million Christians. You don't realize there's that many in the Middle East. Every single one persecuted with no freedom. Like that. So your point is well taken, like that. And for the president to, this president,
Donald J. Right? Trump. Yes. And I just want to thank him. I want to thank this administration. Aww. I want to thank the vice president for fighting for religious freedom, for fighting all of the persecuted Christians all over the world.
It's so true. And now, and Jaden went to Liberty. Yes. With you, and that I love the presence of God in Liberty University. And not to make this a religious mm-hmm. 10 minutes, but my mm-hmm. goodness gracious, Jaden, it's nice, you know, but in your Jaden, your young age, you know, and if he's 30 years old, Jade, is people, are they going to church? Are they believing in God? What are you feeling with the younger generation, Jaden Horton?
No, absolutely not. I mean, and so, I mean, I think that's why we have, you know, my friends on the left not understanding how you can sit there and criticize pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong and not understand that the freedom of speech comes from the freedom of conscience, which comes from the freedom of religion, the ability to choose your own belief system that is implicit in the founding of this nation. And so you cannot have a derivative right like speech if you don't have a right like choosing what you believe and who you are going to worship. And so my generation has no idea. No, they don't go to church. They don't appreciate what it means to understand what persecution is. Because they sit here in a world where you can say whatever you want and everyone's going to agree with you unless of course you dare to challenge the orthodoxy. But these days, those are religious individuals that are challenging the liberal orthodoxy, right?
You're right.
And so then they're told to shut up because they're old fashioned or bigots or you know they're cavemen because antiquated.
So many people in your generation, we got a break. But LeBron James, they love LeBron James. They love King James, and now he's. And then, did you see the memes online? You
guys gosh! Yeah,
he looks like Mao. Yes. You know, he looks like Mao. They put him on everything, and because he's stuck up for like China over Hong Kong.
That's right.
And these people are being
the greatest persecutor of people of faith in the world.
Yeah, it's very rich.
Hands down.
Jaden, thanks for coming in the studio up there, man. We'll see you again, and thanks for joining us on the discussion down here. And we'll see you soon, man. Jaden Horton right there. Check out Jaden Horton. He's a fighter and doing a great job. And Martha, we love you. You know we love you, girl. You're welcome here anytime.
I love the Joe Piscopo Show, and you are doing great things. My phone has just been getting blown up since I've been on your show. You are so loved. Thank you for everything you do.
My love right back. We got to get a picture before,
definitely.
If I may,
yes.
If we go back. That Martha Bonetta right there. Thank you. And again, Jaden Horton, thank you so much. A busy morning outside of D.C. with Piscopo in the morning, but Debbie's looking out for you mm-hmm. up there in New York on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take a ride to the Sawmill South, getting down through Pleasantville. We're getting reports of an accident with injuries. Also, if you're going to be taking a ride to the Goat Trail, looks like you still have down wires there up by the Bear Mountain Bridge. Inbound GWB down to a 10-minute delay. Lincoln 25. Holland still about 30 in from 1 and 9. A little bit better from the Turnpike approach. Watch for delays on 440 southbound through Jersey City, getting down toward Danforth Avenue. It's an accident being cleared. 1 and 9 south at Stile Street in Linden. Another accident with a down pole and wires. That's been out there for a while. It's going to be out there for a while longer as well. Northbound New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes by 13A. It's a crash as well. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to the eastbound Gowanus, getting up through 92nd Street. Eastbound BQE solid right through the Brooklyn Bridge. Jackie Robinson heading eastbound at Union Turnpike, a crash. 440 north at Arthur Kill Road on Staten Island, a collision there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Martha, if you got to go. Thank you. Thank you so much. Jeff, thank you so much. I tell you, we got some nice people down here. And I'm trying to maintain my energy after the crazy. You know, it's balance of nature. It's another thing I got to send you, okay?
Yes.
Travel safe.
All right,
thank you, Martha Bonetta. And send the pictures. We'll post them online. All right, we love you. Thank you so much. Take care. She's so much fun. I'll tell you, the energy, right? Hey, you want energy? You got to take balance of nature, okay? I've had it with me. And Frankie, we were laughing. I was telling Jerry Crowley, our boss, Frankie V, and I were telling him, we're saying how I need a balance in nature. I ran out of balance in nature. And Frankie gives me a plastic bag of the fruits of balance in nature. And I'm taking them, you know, and like I'm saying, hey, let me put them in my pocket. And I have them with me now in Washington. And I stay on this regimen. I make sure at the White House, I put 3 balance of nature veggie capsules in my left rear pocket just to have it there. I didn't want it to bulk up my suit. Well, of course, it wouldn't. It was only 3 little capsules. But I put it in there. No, and in the middle of all the festivities at the White House yesterday, I reached in. I said, I got to take my balance of nature. If you stay on this regimen, I believe you will feel better. Your skin will feel better. You'll have more clarity. You'll have more energy. And people say, Joe, one guy texted me yesterday, Joe, you got to slow down. I don't want to slow down. I'll slow down. You know when we slow down. When you slow down like forever. I don't want to slow down. I want to keep going, and I can do it if I keep taking, I believe, balance of nature. Don't forget, one serving of balance of nature is 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables in one daily dose. That's exactly 100% whole food plants, fruits and vegetables. You got to try it. And then what I love telling you this about balance of nature, we're going, well, maybe I'll try it. You can't not try it with this offer that I have for you. Please, 35% discount, free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. The Army football team continues its road swing this Saturday with a trip to Atlanta to face off against Georgia State. Head coach Jeff Munkin knows the Black Knights will have their work cut out for them against the Panthers, who are coming off back-to-back wins over Arkansas State and Coastal Carolina.
Just the numbers that they put up, it's like a video game. 700 yards, 50-plus points against Arkansas State, who's one of the strongest teams in that league and have been. Last week, having 3 100-yard rushers. They're really athletic, an outstanding quarterback. You know, got a good football team.
It's Army at Georgia State on Saturday. Kickoff is at 7 with airtime on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 6:30 with Black Knights game day. Army football tickets for all remaining home games are on sale now. Get yours today. Call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Joe on the radio, I want to thank Michaels of Brooklyn for having that great Columbus Day cook-off. Spectacular. It was such a success. Congratulations, Dominic, and with an honorable mention to Lou and Gaetano, the finalists. And thank you for being there. Thank you for being at Michaels of Brooklyn. We're family. And everybody said, how did the Michaels of Brooklyn event go? Off the charts, sold out. Mary P., our sales gal, Courtney was there, Greg was there. But Mary put the whole thing together. She was the gal that first took me to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And I didn't know of Michaels of Brooklyn then. Had to be 5 years ago now when they first started advertising on the program. You will love it. It's one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. This from the Food Network. The food is spectacular. The sauces, and when you go to the supermarket, take home Michaels of Brooklyn. But a big shout out to Marianne and Fred and Johnny and to Michael and to Mama Cacaccia, who was there, and the whole family. Talk about an institution. Talk about heritage. Nothing better than Michael's of Brooklyn right there. And you have the ability to go to one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America right there, Avenue R, Nostrand. You got to check it out, right? Pick up a jar of marinara sauce at Michael's of Brooklyn right there in your supermarket or drop by Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years. Hey, it's Piscopo. Joe Lumberg, how we doing weather-wise? Windy today.
Very windy, some gusts of 40 miles per hour or better. Oof, lots of clouds, maybe a sprinkle or two, only 59. Then we get more sun tomorrow, 60, mid-60s Saturday, and into the mid-60s again on Sunday with some sunshine.
Well done, Joe. You are good at what you do, Joe Lumberg. Thanks for tightening that up. We appreciate it very much. A special thank you to Jaden Horn. We'll have Jaden on. He's so great, and we appreciate him joining us this morning. James Rosen's going to join us, Councilman Bob Holden. And we got you at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. It's Piscopo broadcasting out of New York via Washington, D.C., from the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. God bless you. God bless the United States.
News, opinion, passion.
This is AM 970. The answer.
52 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police in Newark are looking for the drivers of a truck that shut down roads with a cooking oil spill. Officials say a truck spilled cooking oil across 3 miles of road in the city's Ironbound section Tuesday afternoon. The spill required a coat of sand so the roads could be used safely. It's not been explained how the truck managed to spill the oil or why, but anyone with related information is urged to contact the city's police division. Get ready for more supermarket shopping all over Long Island. By next summer, Best Markets in Lake Grove, Oakdale, Patchogue, and East Meadow will be shut down and transformed into Lidl grocery stores. The chain also opening locations in West Babylon, Plainview, Center Mauritius, and Huntington early next year.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.